They're called the Greatest Generation for good reason. They grew up during the Depression, fought on two fronts during the Second World War, and came home to build the America we know today. But they suffered for it.
Every one of the POWs that I know of have PTSD, and it affects everything that they do daily in their lives.
Harry Corey is one of a dozen former World War II POWs who meet every week at the Veterans Home of California in West L.A. These men, most in their 90s, wear their battle scars proudly. Harry is former Army Coast Artillery.
I was on the death march for 3 days and escaped from that. Got to the coast and swam back to Corregidor, and then I was recaptured again a month later when the Philippines were surrendered.
You escaped from the death march?
Yeah, I did it in the middle of the night. It was very dark, and I managed to crawl away into the jungle.
Air Force Sergeant Richard Peterson was shot down in his B-24 over occupied France, severely wounded and captured by the Germans. He ended up at the infamous Stalag Luft 4.
Ex-POWs call it the Heidekrug bayonet run. We had over 150 of us with bayonet wounds, dog bites, broken legs, rifle butts in the face, all from young, brainwashed Hitler youth. Kids that they used as guards.
Richard also survived an 86-day forced march from Lithuania to Poland in the brutal winter of 1945. Bill Sanchez, former Army intelligence, was held for a time at the notorious Cabanatuan prison camp in the Philippines.
I was a prisoner of war for 3.5 years under the Japanese Imperial Army, mostly in Japan. And I was captured on Corregidor, the same time Harry was.
For their sacrifice, we are grateful, and we are proud to name Harry Corey, Richard Peterson, and Bill Sanchez as the KNX Heroes of the Week. Diane Thompson, KNX 1070 News Radio.